Okay, recorder on. Okay, future self listening to this. You've probably got a wife by now, by the time that you're listening back on these things. And she probably doesn't know that you used to be a little bit different. She knows you only as Mr. Cool J that you call yourself now. But she doesn't know. No one knows, because this is the point where everything changes. I've followed Tom's instructions. Last week, after I turned off the recorder, Tom asked me to go out. He told me to go out and get some new clothes, and he threw a wad of money at me, and he said not to come back until I had new clothes, and then we can talk about the book, and here we talk about the book, because I'm looking pretty good. Hello, Tom.
What are you wearing?
Two things. One, I went to a thrift shop.
Sure.
Two, I went to
$7,000.
Well, yes. Well, three things then. I went to Forever 21. Yes, they have men's clothes there, Tom. They do.
Yeah,
okay, I'm gonna preemptively.
For small men, Jared, and you're regular, it looks. Oh my god.
At best, I'm regular. Yes, and three. I had all of those things custom tailored for me at a very expensive tailor. And so now they fit properly.
And what
So that's
else?
Where the 5,000 of the 7,000 went. And and then also transportation.
Excuse me?
For transportation.
And you didn't spend any of that money making stupid videos with Mr. Doubtfire?
No, we filmed the entire thing as a Mr. Doubtfire video as promotions for our new improv show that we're doing.
Jared,
okay.
What is your new improv show? Dumb Clothes?
No. Okay. It's called Sharp Dress Men, right? Because both girls have left the group, citing creative differences and some allegations that are not true. Of it being a boys' club, and that we. Look, I'm not going to lie. We had a lot of really bad ideas in the last couple of weeks.
But you're not, I thought you improvise. Like, you don't have ideas. It's just like in the moment.
We do, but we have, but when you improvise, a lot of subconscious desires and things bubble to the surface.
Oh my God.
And I had, yeah.
Did you touch them in a
private? No, I didn't.
Oh my God.
But you remember my new roommate? We met in Rosemont a few weeks ago.
Yeah, Keith, who I told you not to hang out with.
Yeah, Keith Keegan.
He's not even a...
I invited him to sit in with a group.
Oh.
And he said a lot of, I mean, it was a borderline too extremely sexist, mean-spirited, and a couple of racist things during the day. So he's not in the group anymore, but also... Also, so are some of the members who are not in the group anymore.
So, did you buy that leather vest as a joke? I don't know.
No, I bought the leather vest because it would be great for the video. So I go in and we play that ZZ Top song, like, "Women go crazy about a sharp dress man," and I, you know, and we play that video. We play the whole song, and that's for the credits. And then I go into the store. And about 7 or 8 minutes later,
Jared,
I've made my first purchase.
The video was longer than 8 minutes?
Well, the intro was a good 4 minutes,
oh
so yes.
Oh, my God, Jared. Listen, Jared, I want you to look like a normal person. Why? I just... Okay, here, we'll do this.
Does this hat not look like a normal person?
No, it's a cowboy hat. You look like a cowboy.
Yeah.
But you
yes,
don't.
I do.
Because you look like an idiot.
Excuse me, I think I left my script.
Hey, Marianne.
Hey.
Hello there. Howdy, ma'am.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I think I left my script.
No, I'm glad you're here. Marianne Cotillard. Meet my biographer, Jared Jeffrey.
Oh, it's nice to
hello,
meet you.
Hello, what a lovely,
Do you think he looks like an idiot?
No, that's not a nice thing to say about someone. I think you look like him. You're going to a very fun costume party.
No, he's not even an actor or going to a costume party.
Well,
he
you
did
don't
that, for,
that
for real.
That's good. There's many people in this country that wear hats like that, right?
Yeah, some of our most famous movie stars have worn these hats, and all of our country singers.
That's right.
Jared, put your hand down. You can't touch her.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Was offering my hand for a handshake. Oh, and
we can shake hands. That's okay.
Thank you very much. Yes. Because
if you feel uncomfortable shaking his hand at any point, just stop.
Well, it was quick. It's already over.
I'd like to just remind you, Tom, that I actually didn't do any. It's Keith Keegan had gotten into a lot of hot water, and I can say we issued a formal apology.
Okay.
For what happened.
Okay, Jerry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just a little on edge.
Okay. So, Marion.
Yes.
Okay. Would you kiss that guy on the mouth wearing that hat and that vest and those apple-bottom jeans?
Oh, boy. I'm blushing.
The moment was right.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. You are a very sweet young lady. Did you come in here for you said for a script? Or are you auditioning for a...
No, we are working on a project. We've been rehearsing for hours, and I went to get
coffee. Great. So you are on... You're in movies?
Yes.
I don't...
Yes, Jared! That's Marion Cotillard.
It's actually refreshing to meet someone. Yeah, I don't. You are. Who I am.
You are enchanting. Well, we are really hitting it off here, Tom. Tell you what, why don't you see if one of the nurses can wheel you out to get a Diet Coke or something while we're having a little.
No, what is happening?
If you are thirsty, I would actually go get him Diet Coke because I'm a very nurturing person.
I don't know
and
if you should drink Diet Coke.
I have a lot of father-like qualities that are really appealing.
Are you a father?
No, but I could be, and I feel like I would make a good one. I own a cat, and I'm very firm with him about setting rules.
Everyone be cool. Okay, Jared, you know what's happening right now? Marion Cotillard's very nice and a very good actress.
Really? Have you ever done any acting on a cruise ship?
I have not.
That's something I aspire to do. Keith says he knows a guy who does, he does puppets on a cruise ship, and so he says, he's going to need a guy to carry those puppets. No, he does, pretty adult puppet stuff, I think, but he keeps it kind of clean for the ships, but when he's off the ships, he needs someone to clean and maintain those puppets, and I could be that guy.
That's a job for a person, is to brush out a puppet?
I from what they tell me. I don't know. I haven't been able to do that.
You know, there's a job for everyone out there.
You're nice.
Even you, especially you.
She is very nice, isn't she?
Well, I know, because I'm dying.
We don't know. What did we say? We don't need to say that
word. Yeah, Tom, don't worry about it.
You're living.
I'm living.
Yeah, Tom, come on, dude.
Oh, my gosh, Marion, you're so nice.
Tom, can I talk to you for a second here, buddy? It's just right. You're kind of cock-blocking me here, buddy. I'm really hitting it off with this,
Jared, she's an actress.
Well, she's Swedish or something, and she's very nice, and this is going very well. Can you not?
I can see my script. It's right. It's right under your bottom.
Great. Let me just take a. Ooh, wow. This is fascinating.
Jared, give it to her.
Wait a minute.
What is happening?
Wow. Great.
Did you learn all of your lines for tomorrow?
Yeah, I learned every single one of my lines. Good. You know why?
Because you're a smart, good boy.
You inspire me.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Marion, I mean, you work hard. You know, I've worked with other Oscar winners, like Julie Roberts in The Cell Phone.
Hey, Tom, a little while ago, weren't you talking about last week how you love to have sex with a bunch of girls? They don't mean anything to you, and you just, great. Hey, Marion, right?
I'm going to
call you Mary for
short.
It doesn't matter. Let's talk you and me.
I'm dying. So I have sex with people all the time, actually.
It's a way for you to connect with another person.
Yeah.
So you can feel.
I can't wait till I'm 18 or 22 or 21 even. Can I put my hand on your chest?
Oh, how about you just start with my knee?
Okay.
And I think maybe if you try to have sex with one girl, see how that works for you.
That's great advice that I would love to follow. You know, I've been through a lot of things to Marion. I've had to watch him dying. You know, all of my friends died in a fire recently. We were recording.
In one day?
All of them. We were recording a comedy album, and I was
singing?
I was in charge.
You were singing a comedy?
They were doing. I was in charge of the catering, essentially, which is very important at a comedy.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Okay, Jared. Stop. You're ruining the vibe. I had my hand on her knee.
Okay.
And then you're like, die, fire, whatever.
How many friends died in the fire?
There were, well, some of them, most of the, who was like a close friend? Close, about 50 people died in that fire. But, I'd, you know, 15 of them.
50 people died in one day that you knew?
Yeah.
Are you gonna hug him?
Sorry, can I just get a little bit of a...
I'm gonna pat you on the shoulder.
Oh, okay, well...
And I'm gonna just say that I hope to God that story is not real.
It is.
I'm gonna go get that Diet Coke, okay? I'll be right back.
You don't have to be nice to him if you don't want to.
I do. He's a person, and you're a person, and we're all in this room for now. It's okay.
I want to tell you something.
Oh, God.
Before Jared came, before you left, you know, mm-hmm. I really felt like we connected in that one scene.
We did. We had a very nice moment.
Yeah, well, you,
you're very hot. Your weak little body is very hot.
I want to show you something. Take the cover off my waist.
I think you're wearing that gown the wrong way.
No, I want it to be this way. I want it to open in the front.
Okay, well, you succeeded there. Your whole frame is exposed to the wilderness, and I...
Do you see what you're doing to my dick?
Yes, I feel like your language is very explicit.
Okay, I'm back, and look what I found out there. A bunch of flowers. They were just clearing them out of a room. I don't know why. They had a whole bunch of them in there and an empty bed.
There's a note attached.
Well, yeah, don't worry about the note. That's for someone else. Here's some flowers.
Thank you.
Pretty flowers for a pretty pretty lady.
Hydrangea. Those are my favorite.
Mm-hmm. And I also had a phone call on my phone, and I hit the wrong button, and it ended up doing an IMDb search on you, and you've been in a lot of movies that we should discuss those. Over meals or drink?
I'm working on something, Jared.
Oh, this is,
Oh, I see what you're working
on. Marion, just choose, okay?
Oh, no.
Do you want to put your mouth on my dick or Jared's?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, wow. Hey, that is no way to talk to a lady.
Jared, that's what you do when you're dying.
First of all, Tom, you've been wearing that robe backwards, and I didn't want to say anything this whole time because I'm a friend, but it's been that way for weeks. Secondly, Marion and I are in love.
Okay, well...
Marion, listen, I'm dying.
You're living.
But soon I'll be dead. And I don't want you to be the one that got away. I'm not going to be mad if you go home to some guy later. You know, maybe you should stay for
Is that the entire reason that you decided to start acting? Was so that you could seduce older women? I'm starting to feel that that's what's happening. And you know what? I'm not mad.
Yeah. Well, it was an added bonus, and I've been going with it. Thank you for not being mad. Just stay the night.
Oh.
You want to kiss me, right?
We should have a kissing contest is what we should do. It's the only fair way to do it, you know? I mean, I've been looking through this script.
Oh, my God.
There's got to be a kissing scene in here.
There was one, but I had it removed because I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I let it be removed because I thought I was going to sack you later.
I am dressed up like a sexy cowboy right now. Is no one going to acknowledge that?
Your shoes are made out of snake heads.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know what? You're being a fucking prude.
Oh, well, you just had a real attitude.
What are you going to do about it?
Here's the thing. Tom, if she did something about it, it would just be... You're a child. You should be disciplined.
Discipline me?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
You're please sit down. Please get back in your bed. You've got...
Look at your weak little...
bag is connected.
Tom.
Now, I know what this is like, okay? I was born with one leg a little bit thinner than the other one.
I thought you just had one leg when you started that sentence.
It's Marion Cotillard. She's perfect, Jerry. You fucking...
No, no. You're putting me on an unnecessary pedestal. And guess what happens when that happens? You fall off and break your face. And I don't want that to happen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I
You know, I was thinking the same thing, and I realized that what a connection we must have to
be inside of you.
Tom!
I've been in a three-way before, and a four-way, and a five-way.
You've had that many times with different people.
Yeah, Tegan, Marion. I cannot believe you're not heard.
I didn't know
Taylor
that.
Taylor Swift, Rihanna, Julie Roberts.
You had sex
Reese
on
Witherspoon
Rihanna.
When she was pregnant, just recently, actually. Yeah, Selena Gomez, Britney Spears, after she was pregnant, Beyonce, all those people.
You made love to Beyonce?
I did.
I'm fresh and clean over here. No previous record.
You have never
of.
Had intercourse?
I've had a type of sex before. And
what is
so
a type?
Don't get into details.
Yeah, what
Why
is a type,
are we gonna
Jared?
Let
Tell
things come up?
Your new girlfriend, Marianne.
Well,
wants
if
to
a
know.
Girl has made you come before, then that is sex.
I don't know that that's right.
That is actually completely
was she
accurate.
In the, was she in the room with you?
Yeah,
or
of course,
you
she was in. She was in the room with me.
Was her vagina wrapped around your business?
It depends on what you mean by business.
I don't want to say,
Marianne. I'm going to say it. And I want you to look me right in the eyes.
Okay.
His business is his cock.
Oh. You have a very special way with language, and I admire that in you.
I don't know what's happening. I feel like...
You've never struck out before, Tom.
No, I never. Mary, please, I'm dying. I need to put my dick in you.
Oh. Is this some sort of make a dream challenge where I'm supposed to just give in, or...
Sure, it's whatever you want it to
no,
be.
No, it is not, Marion. I cannot let you have pity sex with a 12-year-old in a hospital.
Pity sex? I'm gonna rule her world!
No.
Rule my
no, Tom.
World.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom.
Who rules the world?
Tom, you've clearly never dealt with a classy lady before.
Okay, fine. You get more.
Marion's different, obviously, than all of these...
Speaking of classy, have you seen my pearl earrings? Because I cannot find them, and I feel like...
I'm sorry, I have those.
Oh. In your ears? Did you just
Tom,
pierce your own ear?
Tom, stop kissing her while I'm talking.
Did you put my pearl earring in your ear and pierce it?
I put
it?
One of them in How one of my feel? Ears. I wanted you... I had a sniff.
Okay, you're getting very close to my...
Tom, I wanted her to look at me and go, oh, where'd you get that cool earring? And I go, from you, like it's a magic trick that I got them. And then she'd be like, what? I'm a little bit mad. But really, that was very flirtatious, what you just did.
I wish that it had happened that way.
Yeah, I wish that it happened that way, too.
But it didn't.
We could still work on it, though. Like
it's
a little...
too late. You stole from me.
Listen to me, you little... You little
finish it.
Be careful how you finish it, Tom.
We can do this now. We can do this at the end of the movie when you've fallen in love with me. And I'm going to be rough or soft, depending on what you say. And Jared, depending on how you act right now, I'm going to make you watch or not.
But Tom, this is all going to go into a book, okay? I write down what happens to your life, and the likability factor is falling
wait,
here, buddy.
Wait. Am I going to be in some sort of publication about this?
Well, this meeting will have to be chronicled.
No. I can't have my name dragged through the poop just for you.
What? I'm a superstar. You'll be lucky to be in my book. Jared, maybe don't even put her in.
Okay. I think I've got a little
Do
solution.
Do you feel this between us?
I feel your fingers on my leg.
Tom?
Just...
Tom,
Jared,
if you don't back off right now, I'm going to write in the book... about this whole incident and you striking out with Marion Cotillard. Similarly,
I've never stricken out before. No one will believe it. No one will believe in Marion Cotillard.
Please don't get angry. This took a turn and I feel
it's
like you're
gotten
frustrated.
Really...
I'm going to die and you're going to be at the funeral crying. And everyone's going to be like, oh yeah, you're such a good lover and you won't even really know.
Are you really that good of a lover?
Oh yeah, baby.
You stole my line. That's my catchphrase. I told you that was my catchphrase. I told you that in confidence. Oh, yeah, baby. That's my catchphrase. I can't believe it.
I feel like you
know,
could have a better one than
that's my Hail Mary play. I was going to use that on her.
Jared, honest to God, I am blaming the strikeout on you. It's like I've never ever stricken out on someone, but now it's like you're influencing me in a bad way.
You must be very, very uncomfortable right now, and as I've just recently been forced to take a gender understanding class, I can totally see where you're coming from. This is awful. You shouldn't have to put up with this. Would you like a ride home?
Was that class online? Or did you go to...
Yes, it was online. Hmm. Oh.
I'm getting out of my...
Oh, no.
Oh, Tom's on the ground.
Oh, are you okay?
Pick me up.
Fine, Tom, I'll pick you up.
No, not you. Mary. Jared!
Here we go, buddy.
Oh, God. I have to go.
No.
I have a car waiting for me, and I'm going to take this script and learn my lines. And I will see you on set.
I will see you on set.
Okay. Okay, so if you need anyone to help you run the... She's going away.
She's playing hard to get, for sure.
Well, she's playing Stay Away From Me because you're a 12-year-old. No, that's what she's playing.
Jared, it's not about you. It's about me.
Well, I'm starting to unravel here, Tom, is I'm starting to realize that, you know what? You're a little kid. He's going through an awful lot of stress.
What are you talking about?
And maybe you make up some stories sometimes about how good you are with these girls, all these escapades you've had. Hey, buddy, you see that out there, it's not so easy in the real world. Out there, it's extremely, 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 extremely hard to get a girl to kiss you.
Are you... Okay, well... Ooh.
And you're going to strike out like 1,000 times.
Whoop-a-doop, look at this. I just got a text from Marin Cotillard. Check it out. Guess it worked.
Yeah. It says I want my earrings back. She doesn't have my number, so...
Yeah, the one under it, you idiot, says, don't be a bad boy or I'll spank you. Get it? That is how it's done.
Are you sure that's just not a disciplinary action, just strictly...
Jared, it was a whole... Okay, learn something from the master. Everything that I just did was a setup. We're gonna have such hot sex.
Everything you just said was a setup?
Yeah. Oh, I get that girl riled up. Oh, man. I'm going to put my hands all over her inside tomorrow. She's going to be so mad at me.
What is the scene? Is she playing someone that you have to put your hands all over? Is that what that...
Oh, no. She's my mom.
Okay.